69 to APN, May the 19th, 1877. Much honoured Alexander Pavlovich, will you be so very good as to excuse my not having answered you for so long? Not until today have I been able to leave Petersburg for a while. I have been terribly busy, and my illness added to my troubles. But what am I to write to you now? You are intelligent enough to perceive that the questions you put to me are abstract and nebulous. Besides, I have no personal knowledge whatever of you. I too strove for 16 years with doubts similar to yours, but somehow or other I was certain that sooner or later I should succeed in finding my true path, and therefore did not torment myself overmuch. It was more or less unimportant to me what position I might come to occupy in literature. In my soul was a certain flame, and in that I believed, troubling myself not at all as to what should come of it. There are my experiences, since you ask me for them. How should I know your heart? If you will hear my counsel, I advise you to trust without hesitation to your own inward impulse. Perhaps destiny may point you to a literary career. Your claims are indeed most modest, for you ask no more than to be a worker of the second rank. I should like to add this. My own youthful impulse hindered me in no way from taking a practical grasp of life. It is true I was a writer, not an engineer. Nevertheless, during my whole course at the College of Engineering, from the lowest to the highest class, I was one of the best students. Later, I took a post for a while, although I knew that sooner or later I should abandon that career. But I saw nothing in the career itself which could thwart that to which I aspired. I was even more convinced than before that the future belonged to me, and that I alone should control it. In the same way, if an official position does not hinder you in the pursuit of your literary vocation, why should you not temporarily undertake such a one? Naturally, I write all this at random, since I do not know you personally. But I want to be of service to you, and so answer your letter as frankly as possible. As to all the rest, it is, in great part, exaggeration. Permit me to press your hand. Your Fyodor Dostoevsky.